going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go! 1-0-3! 1-2-3!
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Love y'all, boys, man. Keep fans on 2-1-2.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
There is some breaking news regarding the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if you saw this. Adam Schefter, this is very interesting to me, kind of shocking. Adam Schefter tweets out, the Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season, tight end Jonnu Smith, per league sources. Those talks came after Smith expressed an interest in reworking his deal that is scheduled to pay him $4.8 million this season. With Smith seeking a new contract, Miami has sought a trade partner. Last season, Jonnu Smith set the franchise record for a tight end in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Smith's preference, per sources, is to stay in Miami under a reworked deal. Now, I don't know who ended up leaking this. I can't decide if it's Jonnu Smith's camp to let the public know that he wants to stay in Miami, but he wants to be paid more based on the season he had last season. Or if it's the Dolphins camp going, can you guys imagine this guy after one good season wants to rework a $5 million deal? Someone leaked it. With those purposes, I just can't figure out which. Armando Salguero, he tweets it out and he says, so the Dolphins have been exploring trading all their good players this offseason, except, you know, the one who quit on them in the 24 season finale. Is interesting.
If it was the Dolphins, what's the plan? Here, you're taking more weapons away from Tua Tagovailoa?
Well, I mean, at some point, listen, if you're Mike McDaniel or Chris Greer, how much value do you put in your offensive scheme and the ability to do that with pick and play players versus what Jonnu Smith is valued at in your mind? you can't keep negotiating. I mean, they got burned because they renegotiated contracts too soon, right?
Right.
Now, we're not on that level of 4.8. I don't know what he's looking for. This isn't, you know, a Jaylen Waddle type sitch. But you got to, like, at some point go, well, wait a second. What are we doing here? Have we set the precedent? Because they did set the precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Have we set the precedent that anytime someone has a decent season or expresses even the slightest interest in a new contract, we acquiesce because we value them as players? What does that end up doing to our organization in the long run? So you may be seeing here, because he is their only Pro Bowler, you may be seeing here finally the team going, yeah, this is not the same Dolphins that we ran the last two, three seasons, where it's players first and Mike McDaniel, whatever you want. And like this may be. So why would the Dolphins leak it? To do just that, to show the public, hey, we love Jonnu Smith, but he just signed a contract with us, and $5 million is not, you know, under market value, I'm guessing, based on one great season. I love Jonnu Smith. I know you do because of FIU. But yeah, I wonder which camp, because there's an interesting tidbit. He's interested in remaining in Miami. That leads me to believe that that comes somewhere from Jonnu Smith's camp.
It makes all the sense in the world what you're saying. From Jonnu's side, aside from who leaked it, from Jonnu's side, hey, I set the franchise record for my position in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. What you signed me for was not for that production. You signed me for what I was doing prior to getting here, which was short of that production. I exceeded expectations.
I was your only positive.
The only positive, truthfully, from last season. The only bright spot on the offense, it wasn't the running game. It wasn't short yardage situations. It wasn't Tua who was unavailable. Tyreek wasn't available and certainly wasn't a bright spot. And Jaylen Waddle wasn't a bright spot because he missed time and struggled throughout the season. The only bright spot was me, Jonnu Smith. Yeah, I deserve more money because you paid Waddle and you paid Tyreek. And you
paid
Tua.
That's the thing. That's right. So if you're Jonnu Smith and his agent, you go, well, wait a second. Anyone who has a decent season, you're giving them more money. I'll take mine.
I set franchise records. Where's my bag?
And you can understand Chris Greer saying to Mike McDaniel,
yeah,
don't put me in that spot again where you keep saying, yeah, we need him. He's, you know, like, or Stephen Ross or someone, you know, going, hey, at some point, like, what are we doing here? Which is, I'm guessing, why Jalen Ramsey is on the way out. And we know Calais Campbell, I don't know if that was money related or Arizona related. You know, I mean, some of these are just franchise related, but there's definitely an exodus or potential exodus of many of their better players. But Jonnu Smith really was the lone positive when you think about the offense last season.
I'm you know, as much as I love Jonnu, man, pause up. I would side with the front office here. Like, hey, let's pump the brakes on shedding out more money here because of one good season. Especially, you don't really have much money. You have to go.
That's the thing.
I was reading today, Hawk. Omar Kelly was asked on Twitter, like, who's your top free agent on the board right now that the Dolphins should go after? And he made the point, it wasn't a cornerback, it wasn't a safety, it was a left tackle. And he tweeted out, it was pretty funny, Patrick Paul tears his ACL today, your season's done. And Dolphins fans are like, oh my God, Patrick Paul tore his ACL. He had to edit the tweet and said, if Patrick Paul. But it's right. Such a great point. Like, as much as we're talking about, you know, holes around the defense, and we were joking about, Cam Smith and Storm Duck in the secondary, you know, needing to all of a sudden become Pro Bowlers. You look at the offensive line and you're like, there's still some major holes here as well. The Dolphins can't just say, yeah, Jonnu, you had a great season last year. Here's $10 million this year. We love you. Like, they're not in a position to do that.
Because if you asked me, you know where my heart lied during the offseason. I would have said to you, okay, if you're going to spend an extra few million dollars, give me a backup quarterback at more than $6 million a season, which I think is what they're paying Zach Wilson, if you're going to give Janu now another $3 million or $4 million, well, now you could have spent $9 or $10 million on the backup quarterback. If you're like that, to me is more important, but I don't know. Just remains to be seen. But I thought it was very interesting to see that Adam Schefter tweet, because that's nothing any of us saw coming. We didn't see the Jalen Ramsey news coming. We didn't see the Calais Campbell stuff coming. Very interesting to me. Let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour. By the way, I'll give you a reminder. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows to celebrate. We're giving a chance for you to win tickets to 5 shows coming to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach, including Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. Just go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. If you want more info on how to see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. Let's get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I would also caution the Dolphins to think about, prior to Jonnu Smith, who we had to struggle through over the past couple of years at tight end. I mean, I don't want to go back down that road either, Hawk. Durham Smythe, Julian Hill, Micah Sicky, who
you can make the argument both ways. I get it. I do.
Because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, huh, man, are we really going to give up
the lone bright spot,
Jonnu Smith? Like, because we don't want to pay him a couple extra milli. I mean, then all of a sudden I got to convince myself Julian Hill, as Tobin would say, with his rhinoceros hands, is actually going to make an impact this year and not get called for a holding penalty every 17 drives. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. On second thought, give Jonnu Smith $50 million right now.
People are weighing in on this Jonnu Smith thing. Mm. I just, man, it is amazing. The Dolphins just they can't seem to get out of their own way here. But Texas says Jonnu Smith, best offensive player last year. If we trade him, another year of sucking. I don't know. They're going to suck. They might suck regardless. But, yeah, you can't. Look, the Dolphins are not the Chiefs, not the Bills, not the Ravens. You can't just give away players. And I don't know what the trade market for Jonnu Smith would be. My guess is it's going to be picks, right? And probably mid to high round picks.
Which does not make you immediately better in a year that you need to be immediately better. Hopefully you need to be immediately better for Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel.
Unless something is going on over there that we don't know about. And Omar, who covers the team, and I like to think that Omar has a good pulse on things, and I'm not trying to get things stirred up this morning with Omar and the, you know, we had the fight yesterday, him and Reason went after it, and, you know, I just don't know what the Dolphins' vision is. I don't know what their identity is, and I mean, I just don't know what they're doing at this point. Like, you can't lose guys like Jalen Ramsey and or Jonnu Smith in the offseason, in between the draft and training camp, and just think, okay, we're fine. Like, we're gonna still go in and try to compete at a high level. I just don't know what they're doing, what their vision is. And to keep losing top guys, it's like, man, that's tough, man.
And another thing is, we're still wondering who's going to be the captains and leader of this team. Calais Campbell, he's in Arizona now. Teron Armstead, retired. Those are the two kind of like leaders of the team. We heard from Tyreek Hill yesterday say, you know, if they make me captain, I'll be captain. If not, I'm not going to worry about it. Like, okay, well, who is going to become the leader of this team? Is it Zach Sealer? Is that your guy?
Because yeah, probably.
Jonnu Smith kind of had some skin in the game. He's a veteran. He had a good season after the Colts game last year. Who's going to lead this team?
Well, I thought Tyreek handled himself very well. What was it, Wednesday when he spoke to the media? I thought he handled himself very well, and he talked about the captain deal. And, you know, he was due, by the way. He was due to handle himself well at one of those things. So
got a lot going on.
Yeah, but he said all the right things, and he did a good job. And, he can give Stephon Diggs a little, you know, tip of the cap to for stealing some of the headlines.
That
the
was
last
another
few
big
days.
One from Omar yesterday. His love for Stephon Diggs was...
Yeah,
loyalty.
Omar will let his love for a player kind of blind him a little bit, and he was like, everything this guy does is calculated. I'm like, I don't think that video was very calculated, Omar. I don't think that he...
Hanging drugs on a boat was, with girls?
I don't know that that had... was the greatest of moves, because the league now is going to start to look into stuff like that, and you know, drug tests I assume will follow. I don't know how long that stuff stays in your system, Dan. I was not familiar with that concoction as of yesterday.
Usually 3 days.
Okay, excellent. So maybe he could flush it out of his system before he hits land again. I always out on a boat there. I don't know if
I had a friend
there.
That went to the rookie symposium one time. This is years ago, and they told him that there's certain things that if you're going to misbehave, you need to misbehave with those things because they only stay in your system for 3 days, as opposed to something that might get stored in your fat that could stay longer. Of course, now some of those things are legalized in the league, so you know.
All right, fair enough.
But no, there's no way you calculate, oh, look, we're going to act like I have a bunch of drugs on a boat with a girl and don't know. Yeah. Like, even if he was sober, which from what I believe, what I'm told he was, because Omar says he doesn't put anything, his body is a temple, but that's not a good look.
Yeah, Omar would say that. We're taking shots at the poor guy. He's not even here to defend himself. Texter, let's see here. You know, these players went out because none of them respect Harry Potter McDaniel. That's not very nice. I don't know that that's the case. I think with Mike McDaniel, the problem that has happened here is, first of all, the Dolphins didn't respond to the mean coach, right? Mean coaches, actually. You had Brian Flores, who was here, and he was obviously a disciplined guy. And then you had Vic Fangio, who didn't work, right? Mm-hmm. The players thought he was too mean, too tough, whatever. They didn't like what he was doing. Meanwhile, Vic Fangio, as you know, much of a curmudgeon as he is, put together one of the best defensive game plans in the history of the sport in the Super Bowl. I have not seen Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs team look that bad in a long, 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 long time. And that defense really, really took it to them. And that was just a fantastic defensive game plan. You talk about identities of teams, by the way, like Philly, you know, that defense was incredible. And they play well in the trenches. And that's kind of how they base their identity. But I don't look. I think the thing with Mike, and it's unfortunate because you try to let guys be professionals, right? You expect guys to show up on time. You expect them to take their craft seriously, and you try. Like I think Mike's look, you know, way of looking at this was like, all right, you know, I'm going to let these guys be pros, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the, you know, the babysitter, and I'm going to be, you know, one of the guys and try to, you know, take that kind of role. And unfortunately, the players have taken advantage of him. They've taken his kindness for weakness, right? And it seems like they just continue to take advantage. And that, like Texas says, Mike trying to be their friends and you start acting like their coach. I think it's an interesting approach that Mike took. And unfortunately, you know, again, you kind of rely on guys to be pros and to take their craft a certain way. And it just hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. Zach Sealer is our leader. I agree with that all day, man, all day. Hollywood, did you watch the game with the Jets? What the Jets did to Ramsey, got turned around and twisted around. Hey, man, look, I got you. This guy follows it up. It's a good thing Ramsey is going.
But every cornerback is going to get at some point.
The Dolphins, listen, the Dolphins are not in a position, especially in the secondary, so where they can be hemorrhaging bodies.
So if you think Jalen Ramsey is bad, you want to go out there and roll out Storm Duck, Cam Smith, Kader Kahoo? Those are your guys? Those guys don't get cooked and burned?
Yeah, I think that's an issue. You know, again, you don't want to be losing. Look, whatever you want to say about Jalen Ramsey, I'm not a huge fan of his personality.
Personality.
I didn't love that picture he sent out with his whole family flipping off the camera. And like, I am not a huge fan of that. But you can't be losing player. Like, whatever we say, Jalen Ramsey's a good player.
Yeah, he's one of your best players. Best players, not just on the defense. Best player.
Whatever
best
you think
players.
Of him, he's a good player. Let's just leave it at good. I think we can all agree that he's a good player. You can't be losing good players.
And you're not going to get back value for what you send. You send Jalen Ramsey, maybe get a fourth-round pick back. Is that value?
No. Yeah. And that's probably a best-case scenario.
I'm trying to be half-glass full.
Probably a best-case scenario at this point. A couple more texts here. I hope the Panthers don't have the same attitude as you guys. They have to worry about the Panthers. How about Edmonton? Yeah, I mean, all we're saying is that I think this is a very 50-50 series. I just think that the Panthers do have to weather this storm early here, and we talked to Billy Lindsay. He agreed, certainly. I mean, this is a team that, you know, you beat last year, and you beat them in heartbreaking fashion. They came all the way back only to lose in Game 7. So if you don't think that team's going to come out with a vengeance, I don't know, man. I don't know what you've been watching here. If you don't play, you don't get paid, Texter says. It doesn't necessarily work like that in the NFL. Because
Deshaun Watson can argue that point very strongly.
That's true. They should rehire Flores. Yeah, I think Flores is suing them still, as far as I know. The Dolphins are running a daycare. It's just a dicey situation over there. And I don't get how these stories just keep popping up. Like, I don't know what Jonnu Smith is asking for specifically, but come on, man, don't let this thing. This is obviously an agent leak.
Yeah.
Right. The agent ends it by saying he would prefer to stay in Miami, but yeah, it's just an agent leak and they're trying to get him paid. And now, you know what? The Dolphins look bad in this thing.
Of course,
because he's, if not your first, he's your second best offensive player at this moment.
Yeah.
And Tyreek is going to try for a comeback. And Jalen Waddle, I hope, can come back strong and all that good stuff. But you need Jonnu Smith. You lose that guy before training camp? That's a bad look, man. That is a bad look.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Well, yesterday, our favorite blabbering head coach spoke.
Oh, man.
Lot of questions were answered. We're going to hear from some Dolphins, too, because not only that, Cheetah had some words to say yesterday.
Enough.
Why? Well, of Cheetah?
Less talking, more football.
Of antics.
That's fair. That is.
Although you don't really consider it football, so what else are they supposed to do?
Okay. Hey.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you
a question. We're not getting to this.
What?
With what has occurred with Tyreek Hill and the things that he has said, both emotionally and to troll? Do you want to hear what he has to say?
Actually, kind of.
Because you want to see if he's trolling or if he's...
Yeah.
All right, fine. Just, we're setting ourselves up to, like...
We don't know where we're setting up. You know, we can listen to the words and be grown-ups and have our own interpretation of it.
And there's where the problem comes.
What
I can be a grown-up.
Wow. I mean, he couldn't even find a monocle emoji.
Could you find one?
Spell monocle.
That's true. Also, there's a guy wearing a monocle. Definitely. Yeah.
M-O-N-O-C-L-E.
Monocle.
It's monocle.
Oh, that, I spelled
wanna
it
know
right.
Why? I use it quite frequently.
I spelled it right.
And yet, we got texted a magnifying glass.
That's good.
You know what? It was a good try.
That is good. I mean, I got it. I did say jinkies when I saw it, though. It was confused.
Don't look at me like that. Why is your mic off? Why is your mic off?
He's trying to crunch without.
Oh, because he's trying to. He's because
I don't think he's doing
like
it on purpose.
Like a grown up professional, you're eating chips on the radio.
It's a segment.
All right. Hey, we just had an eight minute break.
I think that we should go ahead and hear.
All right.
What he had to say.
Tyreek Hill says this has been a challenging off season. As you would expect, this is the Cheetah.
And at the end of the day, you always got to understand who you are. You know what I'm saying? And the people around you, like, they like know who you are. So my kids, my mom, my dad, and just the people in my inner circle, man. So just having that support on my side each and every day. And then even the coaches, too, though. Like, they know who I am as a person, as a player, as an individual, and how hard I work. You know what I'm saying? So just having those people in my corner every day really, like, helps me lock in every day, man. It's hard. It's tough going through what I've been through or just call it a spade, a divorce or whatever. It's tough, man. But at the same time, I got to understand, like, what I'm trying to accomplish and what this team is trying to accomplish, too, though, because I want to be a part of something special. I want to win. I want to be able to win a playoff game.
All right, there you go, Cheetah.
Well, think that's sincere, Leroy?
I do, to a certain extent. But I would say this. This is not situations that fell upon him. These are situations that have mostly been caused by him.
Yes.
So,
like, yeah, he always finds himself in some kind of situation, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, oops.
So, like, to say the people around me know what kind of person I am,
yeah,
yet you get caught up in all these situations, like, don't look at us.
You got any more from the Cheetah?
I do indeed, just like a man that we know and hold very dear to us. Who would normally sin often. It just took a little 30-day period or so and a little bit of a tightening of his relationship with the Lord to ease us of the sins that would come out of his mouth. Hopefully it happens the same for Tyreek Hill, as he says he's going to church more and also attending therapy.
Well, for one, I'm doing more. I'm going to church more, and I'm doing more therapy more. So, I mean, I've been finding that, you know.
Stop the tape.
Stop the tape.
What?
You do realize.
Boy.
The man cursed right before he said church.
What?
Do you understand?
It's just a simple.
The ridiculousness of this.
That's incredible.
Right?
That's incredible.
He cursed.
We shall.
Right before church, the word church.
We shall not judge a Leroy.
Very passionate. Very passionate.
We shall not judge our neighbor.
Marcos.
That is incredible.
Marcos.
Yes.
You can't curse.
Yeah.
Right before you say I'm going to church.
Literally, like the only other thing is like it, the only started, the only other level he could have gone was throwing a GD before it. Like,
right?
Like, what do you mean?
Bleep, I'm going to GD church now.
Right.
That's good.
Like, am I the only one?
That was crazy. Mm. That was good. Well, let's hear him out. Let's hear him out. Of course,
he's going. Church is all about forgiveness, guys. But so that means you could go full steam ahead right before you say church and you're forgiven?
Well, I mean, he could go
at some point. You got to try to be better.
You got to go to confession after that one.
Yeah. That's
right. Oh my goodness.
He got one last one right before he walked through the door.
Well, for one, I'm doing more. I'm going to church more, and I'm doing more therapy more. So, finding that, you know, more on my side lately. So, just being more involved in that, and then just understanding, you know, what coach is trying to do. You know, I feel like when I first got here, I wouldn't say that I wasn't all the way bought in, but you know, me having a better understanding of what he's trying to push throughout the locker room. I feel like now I understand him better. You know what I'm saying? I understand Tua better. I understand, you know, Bev. Like, our new receiver coach, me and him clicked immediately when he got here. So,
doesn't know
everybody's on the same page, man. So,
me and the new receiver coach.
Yeah, that guy. Not Wes Welker.
Not the one who I just got fired.
Dude.
That was incredible.
What?
That's incredible even for him.
So.
He could
wait. You can understand.
Oh, 100%.
Why I didn't want to hear Tyrone.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
That is it. Just, no, that's that in a nutshell.
For this reason.
In a nutshell, cussing, church. And now I understand Mike Medina, which, what?
$100 million later?
Oh, so glad you're three.
You give me $100 million, I'm going to understand this dude tomorrow. Right?
I will sit through with $100 million. I will listen to Mike McDaniel press conferences on a loop for sleep if I have to for $100 million.
Oh, my goodness. But come on. Come.
He seemed to understand him just fine when it was Cheetah 2K. I felt like that was like I thought that was what we were doing in the locker room.
Damn.
Why do we hear some guys talk and as much as they try to explain to you how they now get it, the words out of their mouth lead you to believe they ain't got it yet.
Timbo Slice says, I'll be nice to Solana for $100 million.
Me too.
Same.
It was great. But like, no, he couldn't just drop the S-bomb and then say therapy first. It's him saying the S-bomb and then I'm going to church more.
Come, like,
he's doing a lot of things more.
How about this? Can we come to the conclusion that all the things that Tyreek says could be true, but he's very unaware of...
Wrangling his press conference is much like wrangling him on the field. He's all over the place, dude. He's all over the place.
So that's why him and Mike McDaniel get along so well.
Well, apparently they don't, because he's just getting the message now, apparently. Yeah, what else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
You guys don't want any more Tyreek, do you?
Sure.
All right. Like, this is a big question we all were wondering last year after pulling himself out of the game. What could he have possibly said to earn the good graces of his teammates? As we find out, this is what Cheetah said he told his teammates.
Tough, man. Obviously, emotions were high then. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just looking to move forward from that. Hoping that, you know, I can prove myself and prove to my teammates that, you know, I'm still one of them ones, man, who like chasing, you know, 2K, still one of those ones chasing, you know, playoff dreams and all of that great stuff. So
he's learned nothing and he's told his teammates nothing.
Yes. Still chasing 2K.
That's fine.
Wait a minute. Our last image of last year is Jaylen Waddle going, Cheetah, you out?
You know what? That probably just should be Cheetah's apology. Be like, look, guys, I'm still one of them ones, baby. I'm going to get 2K this year.
Still one of them ones.
Because you want to know something? That's going to mean more to the team than his apology. Really.
Yeah. But again.
Still
again,
me?
Sometimes, and you hear teams and players talk about, it's about what's going on in this room and in this building. And one of the reasons why they say that is because Show me a good team, a team that gets along, a team that works well together. And the one thing they can do, whether it's top or bottom, is hold each other accountable.
For sure.
If you can't hold yourself accountable for your actions, how is your teammates going to look at you? How are your teammates going to view you? And so, while I think it doesn't matter what I think about Tyreek, it doesn't matter what you think. To some extent, it doesn't even matter what management thinks. But he's got to go on that field with the other guys on the team. And if they don't respond or accept him, that's going to be a bigger issue as why they don't have success. So to say, like, I'm trying to move forward, you ever notice? Let me give you all a lesson in life. You could have an argument with your wife, with your husband, with your best friend, with a family member. Why the person who does the wrong always want to move forward? The person who got never says, I want to move forward. It's always the person who did the damage.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So you're basically admitting that you did something wrong by saying, I just want to move forward.
I do know people in the world who are just bad at apologies and bad at taking it. And so, like, you know what? If you just can just move on. And just be like, because I know this is, I'm never going to be satisfied with your words.
He can move on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, the team. No, I'm talking about directly in that locker room.
Don't you think you need to have a conversation with Waddle? Even say, look, man, I probably shouldn't have done that. Whatever. As long as they good, that's fine. You don't have to care what I think.
But do you think Waddle would care more about a sorry, or do you think he cared more about, like, hey, let's have a bounce back here because we suck last year?
I think that if you're in that locker room and you have people that go to you as a leader, because the media still goes to him for hot takes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason.
Because he's entertaining.
Right. But you have to make sure that we are on the same page as far as how we're going to go about doing our business. And so that apology that comes to either Waddle or other people in the building, right? That shows, hey, man, look, I'm just as accountable as you are.
Mm-hmm.
That means that now, if I have a problem or Tyreek has a problem with something that somebody else has done, he can go over there and say, hey, man, we need to do better than this or whatever. But if you've never accepted and you've never made right the mistakes you've made, how the hell are you going to go tell somebody else what they're doing wrong?
So we talked about 100 days from today until the 2025 NFL season, Hawk. ESPN, they released a long list of things to know. Just like a quick little primer, off-season primer, 100 right. days until things you need to know. And I wrote down every time they reference the Dolphins here to share with you, okay?
Sure. Well, based on the amount of work I know that you prefer to do,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing the Dolphins weren't mentioned.
Correct. So we'll move on to the NBA. Caitlin Clark.
The WNBA.
WNBA. No, so one of the sections where they were mentioned, 11 jobs with question marks. First one listed under that list. You want to guess who?
I mean, I guess Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, Mike McDaniel. And this is what they wrote. I believe two things very strongly. First, McDaniel's work building an offense around Tua Tagovailoa is some of the best offensive scheming in the league. Second, his offense fades against truly great defenses in cold weather and on the road. In short, playoff football. The Dolphins need a strong season from their defense, which could have an extremely inexperienced and shaky secondary following a Jalen Ramsey trade, to make a postseason push. Otherwise, it'll be four seasons without a playoff victory under Mike McDaniel. That's tough to defend.
About FanDuel, they did the best player on every team.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And I was interested by that because, I mean, who is the best player on the Dolphins?
I saw who they picked, and it's hard to argue against it. Tyreek Hill.
So they picked Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
For the Dolphins. And I guess, so I was racking my brain when I saw it. I'm like, is there a better player on the Dolphins than Tyreek Hill?
And you're not including Liam Eichenberg in this list?
I mean, I would, but they're not. No, in all honesty, I mean, is there a better Dolphin? Is there a better player on the Dolphins than Tyreek Hill? Because I feel, again, he had an off season. There's no question about it. But they've got good players. I love Tua. I like Devon Achane.
No, I mean, they've got good players. Jalen Phillips.
But Tyreek Hill is the best player on the team.
He's the only superstar on the team.
Yeah.
Right? Jalen Ramsey, we're not including him because he tweeted today, five.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That means 5 days. 5 days until June 1st,
which is when
they can trade him without taking the cap hit.
I should have known. That's what he was doing.
He's as good as gone. Like the thought that they're going to make some, you know, miraculous mending of the ways, because he is a significant loss. I mean,
well, he
listen, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be here. That's fine. But that the five signifies five more days and he can be done with the Dolphins.
Hawk, he's probably the only other guy you could argue in place
probably.
Of Tyreek Hill. and
he's probably the best defender. If you do best defensive player, it's Jalen Ramsey for the next 5 days.
Jalen Ramsey or Zach Sealer?
Zach Sealer banged the drum last night.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. He did bang the drum.
Yeah.
Never let him near that drum ever again.
Drum is off limits, Zach.
It's kind of, I should have the stats in front of me. I don't, but it seems like every time a Dolphins player gets invited to bang the drum, something goes wrong with the Florida Panthers.
But more importantly, why is Jalen Ramsey so excited to get out of here?
Yeah.
What is so bad about the Dolphins organization that he's got, you know, a subtle countdown working on social media?
He's on his Twitter fingers right now, waiting to get out of here. Waiting.
What is it that, like, how could it be so bad with the Dolphins that he just, like, he can't wait to get out of here?
If it could get to the point where it got with Jimmy Butler in the Heat, then it can get to that point with Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins.
But it seems like it went from 0 to 100. Did you have any inclination up until we received word from the Dolphins that they'd mutually agreed to seek a trade?
Not at all. But I will say, if you just extrapolate it out, Hawk, you take away the context and you say, you brought a Super Bowl winning corner to Miami. You paid him. And the idea was that he was going to be a part of a team that would be competing, contending for another Super Bowl. He wants to be on that level again. And half the players he came to play with in this offseason are no longer there, and the team's best player quit on the team, and now publicly everybody knows that there's a lack of leadership in that locker room. It wouldn't surprise me with that context to know that he no longer wants to be here.
Here's the difference, though. A lot of times when players want to leave an organization, they want to go either their hometown or compete for a championship. Jalen Ramsey has no say in where he ends up. They're just looking for the best offer. That's the part that I go, what is so bad about the Dolphins that he's willing to end up where? Cleveland? Like, wherever you get the best deal from. Because they're not going to do right by Jalen Ramsey. He's not a lifelong Dolphin who, you know, you're giving him a chance to go win a title at the end. So, like, what is so bad that he's willing to say, get me anywhere. Get me to Jacksonville. Just get me out of Miami. I find it so interesting.
Does he know that the wheels have fallen off the wagon?
Right. That's the thing. I mean, he's a veteran. He might know.
Because, Hawk, I've been pretty transparent that I feel like they have already, but everybody that we talk to is saying, no, they're still good enough to win 8-9 games. They're not going to compete, which is my biggest problem with the team, but they're still good enough if Tua stays healthy to win 8-9 games. Why is he running away from that to potentially go to a worse situation? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to the ESPN article, 14 intrusive thoughts, and this is what they write. If the Dolphins trade Jalen Ramsey, their starting secondary, get ready for this, will be storm.
Bring back Brent Grimes.
Well, Omar Kelly's ready for that take. We did like four shows on Game Day Uncensored 2 years ago. Omar Kelly,
and he still said he's
genuinely
in great shape,
saying Brent Grimes would be the best cornerback that the Dolphins had. This is pre Jalen Ramsey, by the way.
Find yourself someone who loves you the way Omar loves Brent and Miko Grimes.
Hey, Xavier Howard, how those hammies feeling, brother? this is what they write. Their starting secondary will be Storm Duck and Cam Smith at outside corner. Kader Kohu in the nickel and Ashton Davis and Afitu Melifonwu at safety. I'm sorry to say that's an early candidate for worst position group in the NFL.
They have to sign a veteran corner. I think everybody is aware of that. And that, the way you describe it, does seem like a secondary that, I don't know, a guy like Josh Allen may be able to pick apart.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Perk, I just wanted to get your observations and takeaways from our first sneak peek of OTAs week one. What were your standout impressions?
Bradley Chubb looked good. Chop Robinson looked good. You know, the defense has a long way to go, but we saw some promising stuff from the from some members of the front seven. That secondary, yeesh, they need some major work. Now, this was just one OTA, but you don't have a number one cornerback, and that is a major problem. As I said before, you know, they're going to sign a veteran cornerback, whether it's Rasul Douglas or Asante Samuel or Stephon Gilmore or whoever. All of those guys would be great as a number two opposite Jalen Ramsey, but now they have to be great as a number one. That's not going to go over too well. I will tell you something that I wrote about today, Owen. It seems like what became obvious to me yesterday, the youth movement. You know, at this time last year, think of all the 30-somethings that they had.
Yeah.
From Shaq Barrett to Teron to Raheem to Calais.
It was like a laundry list of guys who got a day off every other day.
Right, right. And now you have very few 30-somethings. It's a lot of those guys from the last few drafts, which we know those were rough drafts with Cam Smith and Cam Good and Channing Tindall and some of those guys. They picked up last year with Chop and Patrick Cole.
Why you got to give Cam Good a stray? What'd that man do to you?
He's a draftee. That's all. He's a draftee. But there's a youth movement going on. But, I still look at this team right now, and I see 9-8, which is not good. It's not bad. It's just what it is. It's 9-8. So there's a chance that they could, you know, sign somebody in June and maybe get to 10 wins. Do they get to 11 and become a playoff team? I don't know. But I see them as 9-8 right now. And I saw some good things yesterday.
Yeah. We heard from Tyreek Hill. Me and you, we have the similar stance where we're just, you know, we're tired of hearing from Tyreek. We want to see change in action. Let me play this segment for you from Tyreek, where he basically says, I don't expect to be voted a captain.
You've been a captain here. Do you want to be a captain in 2025? Do you think you deserve to be a captain again?
I got to prove myself. This OTA's training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, he's put himself in a lot of positions.
I like
Perk.
He's taking accountability, though.
We've that's heard. Perk, how many times has right Tyreek direction? Taken accountability?
Yeah, you know what? I like what I heard from Tyreek, and I will agree there. But we've got to see it, and so we can't know what's in Tyreek's heart until we're talking about this 8 months from now, when we're like into the season and the knucklehead tendencies have not surfaced. He hasn't trolled fans. He hasn't had a police-related incident. You know, when those things subside for a period of 6 or 8 months, then we can believe what we hear from Tyreek. Tyreek has good intentions. And Tyreek is a likable guy, like 95% of the time, great personality, always smiling, will make you laugh. But these off-field knucklehead incidents are things that weigh on the team and that – you look at it, they make you look at Tyreek and go, dude, what did you invest in here? What did you give this contract extension for? Tyreek is needed for this team to have success, so you want to see him act right, and you want to see him take this whole thing seriously. He says that he is, but check in with me 6 or 8 months from now.
Hey, Perk, you know what the good news is? I mean, he could be Stephon Diggs, right? And Omar,
correct.
I don't know, for whatever reason, defended Stephon Diggs earlier. That's a rough look though, man. That video that came out.
Yeah.
Omar says it was calculated or whatever. I don't know. He's standing up for his guy, but that video, Perk, is a bad, bad look.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this for Tyreek. I know that there have been some, domestic, incidents. I guess is the best way to put it, but his knucklehead behavior, you know, to a large part is just kind of knucklehead stuff, whether it's with the OnlyFans model or the boat captain at the marina. It's not like that we saw with Diggs. So, you know, I will say that, you know, with Tyreek, there's kind of a limit to, and I'm not you know, the domestic stuff is serious. I'm not, you know, overlooking that. There's been no arrest, but you still don't want police called to your residence. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, his stuff is kind of bearable. Tyreek's stuff is mostly kind of knucklehead stuff. There's been no arrests or anything. So if there is anything you can say for Tyreek, I guess it's that there's kind of a lid on the knucklehead behavior.
Now, we know June 1st is 3 days away because Jalen Ramsey continues to point out how many days till he gets his exit. I find it entertaining that Mike McDaniel will do anything to avoid talking about Jalen Ramsey. Do you find it as entertaining as I do, Perk? And what is the motivation behind that?
Oh, I do find it entertaining. A guy who will usually talk for 60 seconds on any topic that you bring up. He will not touch this one, and I think it's one of the smarter things that Mike McDaniel has done. You do not want to get into a verbal altercation with Jalen Ramsey. You'll probably lose. So I think McDaniel is doing the right thing here. You just leave it alone. I'm focused on the guys that are here in camp. He said nothing about Jalen Ramsey, and I think that's a smart thing to do.
Perk, thank you for the time, man. We really appreciate it, and great talking to you about everything going on down here, including the Panthers heading to a third straight Stanley Cup final. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, Perk, and you're an actual media member, so he's got me talking to reasons. I initially stood up for you, and as I said all the time, if they got a problem with Perk, that's an indication that something is wrong with them.
I agree with that. I agreed with him on that, Perk, but I also don't think you need Omar to stand up for you. I think you can handle yourself.
Perk ain't getting in the mud.
No, and as I told Omar, I'm that it's a problem with you. I've got a whole list of ex-girlfriends who say, no, Perk has a problem. So, you know, that's two sides every coin, right?
And you know my theory on that, Perk. They thought they could change you, and they learned different.
Life is about learning, right?
All right, Perk, you're the best. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins out at OTAs today as the Fins are in phase 2 of their offseason program, according to the franchise. One guy who's not there, has he put out a tweet today? I'm not even sure. I haven't checked. Jalen Ramsey. Mm. He'll be on a new team in about 4 days. But Mike,
we've already figured it out.
He'll
right?
be on a new team. I'm not sure where, but he'll be on a new team. Mike McDaniel was speaking about the Jalen Ramsey situation. They asked about where things stand with the team and Jalen Ramsey, and this is what the Dolphins head coach had to say about his star, former to be star cornerback.
Where do things stand regarding Jalen Ramsey? Do you expect him here this week at all?
Well, I mean, quite honestly, zero has changed since the last time I said anything about him. And I'm very much interested in the players that I'm coaching on the field today. And, you know, I think if you have a team that's focused on getting better each and every day, that's plenty for me to worry about. And I guess I'll leave it at that.
The hard be to find a resolution before minicamp?
I mean, I'm really worried about the players that will be out on the field today. And that's about as much breath as I want to speak into it.
For once, he cuts his words short.
Wow!
All of a sudden, ooh. Mr. Wordsmith, being efficient.
Wow.
They didn't want to waste the breath.
Frosty.
Man, I want to know what happened, dude. I want to know what, like, was, like, did somebody mother bleep somebody? Because this is, like, this is one of those where it's just, like, yeesh. Because these guys were, oh, remember he was standing next to him at all the practices. He was a coach. Remember he blew out his knee early on his first year, and he's like, oh, he's a coach on the field. He's talking up Jalen Ramsey. Nobody is attacking their rehab like Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's the best. Now, you know what this reminds me of? What? Very much after the, remember when Jimmy called out Spo backhandedly when he did the whole Joy press conference, and Spo was done with him. He's like, he's not, and he didn't even say his name anymore. He who shall not be named, Jimmy Butler. He's like, you know, he wouldn't even address him by name until the breakup happened. I don't even know if he did afterwards, quite frankly, now that I think about it. There is something that, like, he is icy towards Jalen Ramsey. That was something.
Shouldn't he be?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, wait a minute. Hold on. Your rat's off a ship? Like, what do you mean? We gave you a bump last year, and now it's just like, I don't want to be here anymore. Oh, all right. Like, wait. Look, Jalen Ramsey's a tremendous player, but this is kind of crazy. You're just like, I don't like it here anymore. I don't want to be here. Meh.
Well, the crazy thing about football is you can say what you want about players and their importance on the team, but there's very rarely one player that can turn it around, especially at certain positions. You can bring a great wide receiver, and you can bring the best receiver in the world. If he ain't got nobody to throw the ball, he's average. If you're a cornerback and you don't have a pass rush, kind of takes a lot of the sting out of what you can do.
Silly Sauce 778 says, Mike McDaniel calling in from a Wendy's. Frosty, dude. It was you got a little bit more of him? He was asked one more thing about Jalen Ramsey.
Are you sad that the relationship went sideways?
I'm very excited to coach a football team, and that's not dismissing, but quite honestly, like I everything's an opportunity cost. So I think it is quite honestly irresponsible for me to put down some of the thoughts and focus on the players that we're working now to build a performance for the season and concern myself with that. I think that's where I should be, I think. So
all right. I'm sidestepping that one too.
Hey, I think I may have needed the defibrillator at the end of that.
Yeah, the first initial sidestep, like you said, very evident. Then everything else was just Mike McDaniel being Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, but he's just like, oh, man.
He seemed like, even the reporter was like, is this dumb questions? But are you?
Are you okay?
It's the little baby. It's the little baby, sir.
Well, I feel like it would be great if Mike McDaniel broke bad on Jalen Ramsey. Yeah, he goes, right. Am I sad? Somebody has to win a baby, Jalen Ramsey, who doesn't want to be here. Jalen Ramsey.
That would have been good.
That's head coaching.
Tell you what.
Leroy, in all seriousness, though, probably not great for trade negotiations, but wouldn't that have bought something in the locker room? Like, would it have just been bought, like, oh, you don't want to be here anymore?
Not really.
Why not?
Nah, dude. People don't... Like, I think the coach or the players would kind of look poorly on the coach for going back and forth with a player. Because you should be above that, right?
Not me.
Well, that's why you're not a coach.
No, but if I was, I'd be a petty one.
You wouldn't be a coach.
But if I was, I'd be a petty one.
Okay.
Make way, everybody. The Wambulance is coming through. Starting this show.
Oh, he's got lockdown defense, all right, in his feelings?
Oh, my God.
That's probably, though, as frosty as we've seen Mike McDaniel with any players.
I would agree.
Right? Even with
the thing that's interesting about it, and this is why, like, you know, it seems like a ridiculous thing to ask him if he's sad, but it did seem like they had a good relationship, right? Right. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. But the other thing that's interesting about it is, like, with Jalen Ramsey, they're just like, yeah, dude, mutual parting of ways. We're done. With Tyreek, like, they were in a spot where it's like, yeah, we're going to fix that. We're going to get some kind of this, some kind of remedy here to make this right.
Right.
So it is interesting how both have been attacked, which makes it feel like one is more personal than the other.
Right. I just think from Mike McDaniel's perspective, it has to be extremely frustrating that he came into this situation saying he was going to be a certain way and he was going to, you know, kind of go at it together with the players. And the players took advantage of the situation.
Yep.
And then have another player say, you're just too damn soft. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically the equivalent to what Jalen Ramsey is saying, is that we don't hold guys accountable. And that means everybody. While not being held accountable to the things he says himself. So it's a weird dynamic. And I just think that Mike kind of has to regroup, right? Make adjustments on how he goes about things. Because, right, just like players, and you expect players to make adjustments on how they go about their careers, it's okay for a coach to do it too. And start holding people accountable and letting guys know that, listen, that old me didn't work. I got to make adjustments too. And I think guys will respect that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.